Hey guys, Brian here from BG Mania. Just wanted to throw a quick word into this podcast before we kick to the regularly scheduled audio that I prepared earlier. There was an outage over at anchor.fm, something to do with their Amazon Web Service hosting platform. I don't know what's going on. Hopefully it'll be up soon. I have this prepared, ready to go, but I'm sticking it in here so that way you know why the episode didn't post. I did still want to do the celebration this 5 days straight in a row. So I apologize that there wasn't an upload on Wednesday. That definitely was out of my control this time. I know usually it's my fault. This time it wasn't. So this episode will hopefully be up soon. And then stay tuned, because in just a couple hours, we're going to have another episode up for the holiday as well. Take care, guys. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
BG Mania, a video game music podcast for November 25th, 2020, is presented by LevelDownGames.com. You're listening to a cover of Dearly Beloved from Kingdom Hearts, released September 17th, 2002, originally composed by Yoko Shimomura, covered by Mark Fowler. Mania, a twice weekly video game music and discussion podcast brought to you by LevelDownGames.com. I'm Brian, and if you're new around here, what we like to do on this show is challenge ourselves to never play the same track more than once, except for special occasion episodes. Each and every Wednesday, myself and a special guest will sit down and chat about a particular topic, theme, game, or composer while listening to some really excellent music. Then on Saturdays, we'll have another episode up for your weekend listening pleasure, but the good news is, listening to both episodes weekly should keep you under 2 hours. I understand. This week's a little bit different. We've had a multitude of episodes going up for our celebratory week, and yeah, that clearly is going to take you more than 2 hours to listen to. Do us a quick favor, if you don't mind. Head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever listening to us and leave that 5-star rating and a review so we continue to climb those charts in terms of search results. Today on BG Mania, we're back with a brand new episode, like I said, to continue the celebration of BG Mania that we kicked off with that Next Generation Highlight episode this past Sunday. I'm actually glad we finally were able to sit down and do this, because this was something that Jessica has been asking about and really wanting to do over the last few months since we shifted focus a bit here on the show and changed up the format. But since this isn't an episode featuring all new tracks that we've never played before, you know, because that's kind of our thing around here. We'll be back tomorrow morning with another brand new episode that is very fitting for this time of year. But that's tomorrow, and this is today, of course, and we need to get Jessica in here so we can kick off this the right way. But before she walks through that door, let's jump to an excellent block of piano covers from some more people that are way more talented than I'll ever be. You're listening to a cover of The Great Sea from The Legend of Zelda The Wind Waker, released March 24th, 2003, originally composed by Kenta Nagata, covered by Kentropy. You're listening to a cover of the legendary theme from Gitaru Man, released February 18th, 2002, originally composed by Kaichi Yano, covered by Simon Loveridge. You're listening to a cover of Gerudo Valley from The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. Released November 23rd, 1998, originally composed by Koji Kondo, covered by Lara6683. Right, and I'm back in here with Jessica. Yes, you are here.
Hello.
Hello. And you...
It's my themed episode, finally.
I was going to say, this was the episode that you have been wanting to do. All the way back on episode 29 of BG Mania, we did a YouTube cover episode. And we're basically doing a part two of that, but instead of just being like, whatever, it's just piano music today.
Because piano music is my favorite type of instrument, to be honest. But honestly, I wanted to pick this theme because there's a certain song that you're going to listen to soon that kind of got me this idea. And like I said, piano music is one of my favorite, you know, forms of instruments. So I listen to a lot of classical music, especially like if I'm stressed out or upset and, or just, you know, just going through it. So I wanted to kind of like listen to different types of songs, you know, and I kind of wanted to have like an episode out there for, you know, us or just for me to kind of fall back to and listen to and, you know, for you guys to enjoy, because again, piano music's amazing.
Yeah, we definitely have a lot of cool things on the episode today, and it was a lot of fun doing some research because I'm pretty sure I probably mentioned this, but I did not go back and listen to episode 29. I'm sure I mentioned that I'm a huge fan of covers. And I'm constantly like any genre and any type of music, I'm constantly listening to, you know, bands cover other bands' stuff because you find some really cool things that way.
Agree.
But I had a lot of fun kind of going in and just seeking out specifically piano covers, because I approached the episode, I guess, with the intent of not picking like specific stuff. But then I kind of found myself picking specific stuff. Like at first I was just trying to find whatever I could find that was like piano covers in terms of like gaming, but then I started looking up specific, like, oh, I wonder what the Great Sea from the Wind Waker would sound like on piano when covered. And that's when I found Kentropy's cover of it, and I was like, wow, that's really good. And then I started just going down that, and then I just started looking up specifics, and then my playlist ended up becoming, which is, if you can see, it's all stuff that I really enjoy at this point.
And that's really honestly what happened to me as well, because there's piano covers for pretty much anything out there. And I mean, just all of them are so amazing. And sometimes they just, their hands go so fast. I'm like, that's just, I tried playing the piano and
we have a piano.
We do.
And it's right over there.
It's right next to us. But I am not good at like moving my hands in two different, I don't know. I can play video games, I can't play piano. I need lessons. But I agree. You kind of like fall down like that like loophole vortex of just like looking things up and it was really hard for me to narrow down my tracks.
Yeah. And see for me, I guess once I hit the seven that I knew I needed, I kind of just stopped looking at that point. So I didn't really like have the issue of narrowing down.
Oh, see, I was the opposite. I just kept going through like tracks or like songs that I could think of at that moment. And then I went through and then I would like, okay, I don't really want that one. Maybe not this one. So I try to get a little bit of everything in there, but I'm very excited about this episode. Thank you again for finally letting me do this one. So,
well, we're doing that little celebration of BG Mania this week. Every day this week, we've had a new episode post. I guess I shouldn't say new episode, because this past 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, they were re-uploaded episodes. But on Sunday, we had a new episode. And then obviously we're doing this today. And then tomorrow, Kyle and I will be hitting your podcast airwaves with another brand new episode of BG Mania. So we got a lot of things going on this week.
Ooh, that was nice.
But one of the tracks that I played there in the middle, the legendary theme from Guitaro Man, which was covered by Simon Loveridge over on his Twitch channel, I really liked that, and it allowed me to kind of play that track again, because, you know, one of our rules here on the show is we never play the same track more than once.
Yeah,
this is different, and cover episodes tend to be somewhat of a special occasion, but again, it's a different person doing it anyway.
Yeah,
but I love that track, and we played that on one of the very first ever Radio Hours when we used to do that before it became the monthly MASH.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, and that kind of a callback to like kind of where we first started out, which was kind of neat. But I think the star track that I want to talk about there for a second was the one that we listened to right before we came back, which was the Gerudo Valley cover from Ocarina of Time, which was done by Lara 6683.
It's funny, I had a feeling you were gonna pick a track from her, because
I showed you her like a long time ago.
I
love her stuff, man. She's really good.
She is really good, and I like that she can just play tracks without even knowing like what the song even is.
Yeah, so that's what she does for the most part. So over on her Twitch, and then she uploads a lot of VODs and that kind of stuff over on YouTube as well. But she'll take requests and kind of listen to a track and then kind of, you know, get a feel for it for a couple minutes, and then just goes off on this like epic cover. I believe this one was much more like rehearsed and planned for.
Yeah.
But like just some of the things that you can find on there, like that she learns by ear and just how amazing it ends up sounding after just like 10 or 12 minutes.
It's impressive.
She's a great musician, a great pianist, and it's a lot of fun watching her Twitch streams. But
didn't she do an Earth, Wind, and Fire, the Dragon Force?
Yeah. That's one of her more popular covers was Through the Fire and Flames, because she learned that by ear in like just 5 minutes. But Gerudo Valley has always been one of the more popular Zelda tracks as well to exist on any of their soundtracks. So just kind of hearing her epic cover and just kind of where she starts going off and just, I mean, she just beats the shit out of the piano, but it just sounds so good.
You can tell she gets like really passionate about what she's playing.
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
Like, she gets like so intrigued into it. Even like I said, even the song she's never heard of before, she just like she gets so involved into it. And then sometimes she just branches off and does her own thing.
Yeah, it's awesome. And, you know, as I mentioned there at the beginning of the show, everybody we're talking today about, you know, check out their personal YouTube channels. There'll be links to every single one of them in the description of the show.
You will not be disappointed.
Exactly. Check them out when they're streaming on Twitch. Definitely support these content creators because every single one of them is awesome, including the next person that we're going to kick to here in my next block. This is my last block before we kick to the covers that you chose. But I've got something coming up here to kick these off from Laura Shigihara, who we've played a few tracks from in previous episodes. But she's a composer for games. You know, she did the stuff for like To the Moon and Rakuten. And she was featured heavily in our emotional episode, our Emotions of Sadness episode.
Ooh, I'm excited now.
But I'm breaking it a little bit here, because while this is a piano cover of a beautiful track from Final Fantasy X, she also does provide the vocals as well. So it's sort of like a vocal cover too.
I don't know if this is approved, but I'll allow it. I love her music, so I'll allow it.
So we're going to kick to this block of music from my last three covers, and then Jessica and I will be back right after that. You're listening to Tsuteki Danai from Final Fantasy X, released December 17th, 2001, originally composed by Nobuo Uematsu, covered by Laura Shigihara.
Thank you.
せばとなり言葉は優しい幻雲は破れ明日は遠くの声月がにじむ鏡を流れた心星が揺れてこぼれた隠せない涙素敵だね二人手を取り歩けたなら生きたいよ君の街家腕の中その顔そっと触れて朝に溶ける
Hey everybody, it's Jessica here, and I decided to do my own podcast called Romance Me Up. That's where every other week I like to discuss with you guys casually different romantic visual novels and help you guys get romanced up on a bi-weekly basis. If you guys like to talk about romance visual novels or even just to like to listen to romantic visual novel music or just visual novel music in general, please feel free to join me again every other week. I will see you guys then, and until then, keep the romance alive.
You're listening to The Sadness I Carry on My Shoulders from Shenmue, released November 8th, 2000, originally composed by Yuzo Koshiro, covered by Shipless. You're listening to Rainbow Road from Mario Kart 64, released sometime in February 1997, originally composed by Kenta Nagata, covered by Sheet Music Boss. That'll always be my favorite Rainbow Road track from any Mario Kart. And I guess Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is really good. You and I
nostalgic.
Well, I mean, you and I finished Mario Kart 8 Deluxe on the Switch. I want to say like some point last year. I can't remember exactly when it was. And I absolutely loved it, but it still like didn't actually beat Mario Kart 64 in terms of like my favorite Mario Kart of all time. And obviously,
I feel like anything Mario doesn't beat Mario 64.
Well, the Nintendo 64 really, you know, it does hold a special place in my heart. So I do kind of.
Is that nostalgia like aspect of it as well?
Yeah. I mean, I do tend to obviously go back to Super Mario 64, as you mentioned a lot, with my favorite Mario game as well. Even though Odyssey is so good, that never felt like 64 to me. So.
As someone who doesn't play Mario because I'm horrible at Mario, 64 is the only one that I actually was able to play and was like somewhat relatively good at it. So it is my favorite one that I, you know, other than the one on the Game Boy Color.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
That's my second fave. You know what I'm talking about?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember which one that is, but that's my second fave.
But yeah, the Rainbow Road track from Mario Kart 64, just listening to Sheet Music Boss's cover. I wished I would have been able to like see them at, because you know, it was just one of those videos where they show pretty much how to play it instead of them playing it themselves. Mm-hmm. But it's still a really awesome cover and really cool to listen to.
Now, the one that, like I said, at first I was like, I don't know if I'm going to approve this because it was just piano. There was not supposed to be any singing. But holy crap.
Yeah.
I'm sad now.
Yeah, no, I mean, she's got a way to make anything, even if it's already sad, just sound more emotional. And I think that's where she shines in her vocal abilities and just kind of the way that she, obviously she didn't compose this. This is from Final Fantasy X.
I want to see her cover the Nier Automata ending.
Yeah, I don't know that she has. I feel like
she would do so good. But in the Japanese, like...
Yeah. Yeah, that would be cool.
I think that would be chills right
there. Yeah, that would definitely be cool to see.
In that song, I noticed that there was a few, like... Because I like when people sing very emotional, where the, like, where it's not perfect, where you can hear some of the cracks and stuff in their voice. Mm-hmm. And she had a lot of that, which is what I loved about like the Nier Automata's like song. So like,
well, I mean, that's like also with the Japanese version of Weight of the World from Nier Automata, the vocalist who covered that. I mean, you know, we've listened to it and I've even played that on the show before, but like the vocalist breaks down like at the end of it and like you can just hear it in her voice.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like instantly I was like, there's so many covers I want her to do that I want to see.
Yeah. Yeah. She's definitely a really talented composer and an artist. And I definitely would want to see, you know, like what else she can do. And
I said, I'll allow it.
Yeah. It's definitely awesome. Definitely awesome. And then the track that I kind of sandwiched there in the middle was The Sadness I Carry on My Shoulders from Shenmue, who was covered by Shipless. I, as everybody knows, am a huge, huge fan of Shenmue fan. Yeah, I am a massive fan of that franchise.
Very true.
Played through the original two many, many times. I've played through Shenmue 3 twice now since having it. And I absolutely love this game and series. But anytime that I can kind of appreciate the music that exists in those games in another way definitely is a really cool feeling. So seeing how, you know, how she put this video together, you know, a lot of emotion behind the actual playing, but then just getting to see moments from the game itself, you know, it kind of did make me emotional there for a second, kind of just watching the video before we came back.
Hers made me emotional in the sense, I mean, one, it's just amazing. But because it had that visual effect with it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's kind of
like
awesome.
When you like saw like Final Fantasy Distant World.
Yeah, how it shows it on the screen.
Yeah, it kind of gave like that visual to the story of what the song is portraying. So it just, like I said, it gives you that like extra sadness because you see the hurt or like whatever is going on while that song is playing.
Yeah, exactly.
It was really good. I mean, that intrigued me was a lot of the video of it.
Right.
And it was just pretty. Because she, like, branched it off of where her piano would have been. I don't know. It was really cool how she did it.
We are going to kick to your first block of tracks here. So we're going to kick to your first three picks for this cover episode. And then we'll be back right after that.
Enjoy.
You're listening to That's the Way It Is from Red Dead Redemption 2, released October 26th, 2018, originally composed by Woody Jackson, covered by Alka Animusic on piano. Thank you. Listening to Stormwind from World of Warcraft, released November 23rd, 2004, originally composed by Jason Hayes, covered by EMI Piano. You're listening to a piano medley of Animal Crossing main themes from the original game, Wild World and City Folk, originally composed by Kenta Nagata, covered by Eric C. Piano Man. Thank you. So I'm assuming with the Red Dead Redemption 2 track, that was the one that made you want to do this episode.
It is, yes.
Which is why we kicked your block off with it.
I mean, just... Sorry, I just... It's so good.
Yeah, it's definitely...
I can't get over it. And I know I... Anytime I can play anything from Red Dead Redemption 2, I'm going to. And it's funny because I don't like Western themed things, but I love Red Dead Redemption 2. Still never played the first one. I'll get to it eventually.
Hey, there are some still rumors that they're going to be releasing a remastered version of the first one on PS5 and Series X.
At this point, they freaking should. I mean, clearly...
I think they probably will after the success that Red Dead Redemption 2 had. I mean, we just saw the news actually today, as of the day we're recording this, that Red Dead Online, you know, the online portion of Red Dead Redemption 2 is going to be released standalone soon. And for the first couple months, it's only going to be $5.
Oh, that's so pretty cool.
You don't even need to own Red Dead Redemption 2 now to play the multiplayer component. So,
oh, that's kind of nice.
So they're definitely still doing things because of the popularity of, you know, Red Dead Online and Red Dead Redemption 2. So I can't imagine that they won't put out a remastered version of that eventually. Hopefully they do.
I freaking hope so. And I mean, so there are, I mean, because... I'm going to talk about some of the tracks now, and then I'm going to talk about some of the tracks that you're going to listen to after this, since I'm not coming back after.
Yeah, we close the show out soon.
We do, but there were a few tracks that I picked mainly for you, actually.
I noticed as we listened to your block of... We actually listened to all 7 in a row, because this is the last segment that that you're on in the show today. I kind of picked out at least 2 that may have been picked for me, including the Stormwind City one from World of Warcraft.
It is, you know, because one, I wasn't sure if you would have thought of it.
I wouldn't. I probably wouldn't have. I actually didn't look up anything from Warcraft when I was doing my list.
Yeah, but I was like, you know what? Like, I was just trying to think of soundtracks I knew are kind of like hard to play or like hard to reenact.
Yeah.
But I wanted to see if there really was something out there that could do what, you know, clearly a whole orchestra is doing.
Yeah, and the choir in the background doing all the, like, the chants and stuff. It's really cool.
Yeah.
And how they were able to replicate that on the piano.
Exactly. And so that's why, like, I try to pick, like, you know, like World of Warcraft, like, you know, I picked that because I'm like, again, that's a very difficult soundtrack because it's just, it's its own sound, is, you know, and
yeah.
Blizzard is so good at doing that. And, you know, so I just...
And Shadowlands just released. You and I have been playing the last 2 days.
That's actually what we're doing after this.
Yeah, we'll be playing a little bit more tonight after we're done recording this.
Yeah, so like I said, I kind of wanted to pick something like that for you. And then, you know, after that, I was like, what kind of song can I play that's kind of more like on a happy tune? Now, one thing I forgot to mention about World of Warcraft is one thing I did enjoy about it is... the transitions between the different types of, like, songs.
Oh, yeah, like, because, you know, the, like, different portions of that song play at different portions of, like, Stormwind City.
Yes.
So, like, you'll hear the harbor part at one point in that track, and you'll hear the part that kicks in when you walk in, like, to the gate for the first time, and...
Yeah, so yeah. That was another reason why I picked that one, is because I just love the transitions between all of it.
Yeah.
I felt like it just... You get invested in the one, then all of a sudden you're like, whoa, what? Like, it just... It kind of made you feel like you were there just listening. To just
I could see
what
that
was going on.
Yeah.
And then with Animal Crossing, again,
back to back, like, you had 2 Animal Crossing picks here.
I did. I also have 2 Final Fantasy picks, but I think
yeah, you do coming up.
I think they're spaced in between.
Nope.
Oh, they're not.
No. Well, we have the Animal Crossing track we just listened to.
Those are the ones that are spaced in between.
Because we just listened to the piano medley from Eric C., the piano man, which was like the town themes from the Animal Crossing games before.
Yeah.
And then coming up, you have the main theme from New Horizons, the most recent Animal Crossing.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to branch away because, as you're going to know, once we listen to the next tracks after this, is I went very heavy with the very, like, sad, somber music. So I kind of wanted to...
Except for One Wing Angel. I mean, that one by the Grisani Project, that's more like epic.
That's an exception.
Yeah, church organ type thing.
I'm
going
to tell you this now. I'm allowing it. I know it's on a piano.
Well, it counts.
Organ,
I think it counts.
It's
the same thing.
I agree.
Probably not. Someone's mad at me out there that I said that's the same thing.
It's like a violin and a cello. They're both within the same family of instruments, but they're not the same instrument.
I know. Someone will write in pissed off that I said the organ and the piano is the same thing.
It's okay. I got you. but yeah, so I figured since they're like within the same family of like, you know, I just... And plus, I mean, when you hear it, you'll understand why. You just, it's there. So, but other than that, you know, I wanted to do something that wasn't so like, bah, 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 you know?
Yeah, no, so, I get it.
You know, and with Animal Crossing, I just, they're very happy tunes. I was originally going to pick The Sims, but I always pick The Sims. And I figured that's really just basic music that they pick. But I mean, I like them. They're very bubbly. They're very happy. The tunes are kind of simple. They kind of already have a piano feel to it.
Yeah, they do. Just how Animal Crossing's always sounded and been composed is
exactly
very, very catchy, but simplistic at the same time.
And that's what I like. So that's why I picked Animal Crossing. So, but yeah, so like I said, I try to pick a little bit of everything. Same as Final Fantasy. Like I said, I try to think of tracks that just are good, and that like just again like to see if there was even anyone out there who could portray that song just on a piano by itself. And I think I did some really good picks here, and I really want to focus a lot on the very last pick I did, which is Nier Automata, main theme of it,
the
Way to the World. And that was the main one that I picked for you, because one, I didn't know he would think of it, so I kind of wanted to get that out there in case you didn't. But when I heard it,
I probably wouldn't have thought of the piano version. Now, I will say, because this was kind of, you know, we did that YouTube episode back on episode 29 that I mentioned earlier on. I had always had a couple other tracks saved, mm-hmm. and I may have deleted it, actually. Yeah, I think I might have when we did this. I had a covers. It's still there. Covers. Yeah, I have another version of Way to the World saved that I was, you know, going to do if we ever did a part two. But it wasn't piano, so I couldn't include that. I actually couldn't include any of these because none of them were piano.
I'm sorry.
But that's okay. These ones are all like guitar, metal stuff, kind of like what we had the first time we did things.
Yeah, so. But with the piano of it, it was one of those songs where I'm like, I feel like this would be really hard because between the music in the background and then just the lyrics itself, because it's such an emotional song. Wondering,
it's so good.
If a piano can pick up on that. And I feel like the piano went a little bit faster than what I personally probably would have played it at. I probably would have done it more in like a somber, like sad tone.
Mm-hmm.
But even then I'm like, girl, I can't even play the piano. Like,
yeah, she did a great job with it. Rue's piano.
With it being faster, I still felt that emotion. And like as the song just keeps progressing and you can just tell that it just it's one of those songs that gets to you
because it does.
Like you know the meaning behind it, especially if you did play the game.
Kyle, play the game.
If I played it, you have to play it. It takes a lot out of you. It's one of those games that you invest so much in that when it's finally over, you kind of have to sit back and you're like, okay, I got to go grieve for a little bit.
Right.
And then I can move on to the next thing because it honestly takes a big chunk of you.
It does.
It's like I said, it's the investment of it. It's the story of it. It's the gameplay of it. It was a lot. I mean, it's the same as how I felt with Red Dead Redemption 2. It was one of those things where I didn't want to progress anymore because I just didn't, I couldn't come to terms that it was ending.
Right.
Even though I wanted it to end because I wanted to see how it ended, it was hard to know it was coming to that point. So,
yeah, that was definitely a star track from our emotional episode as well.
What a great way to end it. I honestly think,
good way to end the episode, yeah.
I think this, I think I won the
I'm not trying to compete.
But I am, and I think I won.
Okay, fair enough. It was fun having you on the episode today. It was fun doing a part two of a covers episode and focusing strictly on piano music. That was a lot of fun. So thanks for the idea. I know this was an episode you've been kind of pushing for a couple months now, and
now you know why.
Well, we just had to find a good spot to put it. And what better time? It was good, but what better time than right now? Well, we're celebrating BG Mania with episodes all week. Like I said, we had one on Sunday. Go check that out. We did a Next Generation highlight. I was there solo. I played some tracks from, you know, games that released on the PS5, the Xbox Series X and S. So go check that out. This Monday and Tuesday, we put up two episodes that were missing when we switched over to Anchor.fm. What we did, we uploaded our Noriyuki Awadare appreciation episode yesterday. And then the one before that, man, I don't even remember. What the hell was it?
I don't know.
What did we upload on Monday? I do not remember because I just the Super Mario RPG Legend of the Seven Stars episode. That's what it was from Yoko Shimomura. Yeah, we did that back in the middle of last year. And that episode was one of the ones that was missing. I think we're down to like two episodes left that were missing when we switched over to Anchor.fm, and we will get those reposted. Yes, we will get those reposted here in the very near future. And then obviously you're listening to today's episode. Make sure you tune in tomorrow as well. I'll be sitting here right here with Kyle with another topic theme. So it's going to be fun. But Jessica, yeah, thanks for stopping in today.
Thanks for having me.
On this holiday weekend for everyone listening here in the U.S., Thanksgiving.
I am so thankful to all of you. I am so thankful to the Love It Down Games, community. I'm so thankful to all of you guys, Sean, Dan, Kyle, Brian, Bedroth. Oh, well, I mean, you're included. Bedroth, because I know you've been working with shows. Lindsay, just, you know, anybody out there who's helped us in this process. We're so thankful for all of you. I'm thankful that I'm able to be here to do this episode with you. And thanks for having me.
Yeah, now we got to start going to get food ready for tomorrow.
Well, actually, I like ham.
Well, yeah, you're more of a ham person, but definitely turkey for me.
Ham.
All right, we're going to kick to your last block of three here. Listen to some of those tracks that we just got done talking about, and then I will be back to close the show out right after that.
Enjoy. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
You're listening to the main theme from Animal Crossing New Horizons, released March 20th, 2020, originally composed by Yasuaki Iwata, Yumi Takahashi, Shinobu Nagata, Sayoko Doi, and Masato Ohashi, covered by Ru's Piano.
Hello, everybody. It's Kyle from The Media Files. And if you don't know what The Media Files is, what are you even doing? The Media Files is a pop culture review to help you get through those boring water cooler conversations. Every episode, a special guest and I will be talking about something happening in pop culture, whether it's movies, television, music, books, sports, video games, you name it, we'll talk about it. Subscribe to The Media Files on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you there.
You're listening to One Winged Angel from Final Fantasy VII, released September 7th, 1997, originally composed by Nobuo Uematsu, covered by Griseni Project. You're listening to Tifa's theme from Final Fantasy VII, released September 7th, 1997, originally composed by Nobuyo Matsu, covered by EMI Piano. That is unfortunately going to bring us to the close of the show for this week. We want to thank you for sticking with us and listening to another episode of BG Mania, made possible, of course, by leveldowngames.com. Don't forget to submit tracks, ideas, and requests for future episodes to bgmania@leveldowngames.com. If you start having bounce back issues or your emails tend to not go through, like if you get an error email, reach out to me on social media, either through Twitter, Instagram, Discord. Let me know. I'm not sure if the email works all the time, so if you ever do get an error, I want to know so that way we can get it fixed. Regardless of the podcast service you're listening through, be sure to show your support by leaving a rating and a review, especially if you're listening through Apple Podcasts. We'd also be grateful if you could drop an over to our YouTube channel, that's youtube.com/leveldowngames, and subscribe to us there. And if you haven't already, while you're at it, hit up twitch.tv/leveldowngames and click that follow button. Stalking us on social media is perfectly acceptable. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook would be the place to do so. Check that description box for the appropriate links. And of course, in that description box, you will find a link to our Discord server. Click it, join it, and interact with us. Taking us out of this episode, we're going to be taking a listen to Weight of the World from Nier Automata, released March 7th, 2017, originally composed by Kaichi Okabe, covered by Ryu's Piano. Keep the music playing and keep it loud.